Welcome one, welcome all. My name is Juan, here with Kevin.
Hello.
And we like movies. We're certainly not the prettiest or the smartest, but we're here. We're bringing you our opinions, our insights, and our often twisted and reckless humor as we discuss a movie every week. Some new, some old, some really great, and some that there's just no excuse for. Which brings us to today's selection, Cocaine Bear, directed by Elizabeth Banks and starring Carrie Russell, Alden Ehrenreich, O'Shea Jackson, Ray Liotta, and Isaiah Whitlock Jr. Now, before we dig into this one, we kindly ask that you make sure to subscribe, follow, rate, like, comment, and leave us a review so that you never miss an episode. Oh, set an alert so that you never miss an episode. Remember to scroll through the entire episode description for important links as well as bonus features for this episode. Help others to discover us and help us become more discoverable. All right, Kevin. The IMDb synopsis tells us that Cocaine Bear is about an oddball group of cops, criminals, tourists, and teens who converge on a Georgia forest where a huge black bear goes on a murderous rampage after unintentionally ingesting cocaine. Not mentioned in that synopsis is that this movie is inspired by true events that transpired in 1985 when a black bear in Georgia died after ingesting a large amount of cocaine that was thrown from a plane by a drug smuggler who then jumped to his death due to a faulty parachute. So that's the synopsis. Kevin, this was your choice. Why don't you start us off by telling us why you picked this and what's your initial reaction? Should we be honest and say how long it's been since we were supposed to record this episode? Well, also let's backtrack before we even get into that. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, so it's been over a month, I want to say,
yeah.
around-ish, about a month or so, that we've been able to put episodes out there, but we just haven't recorded. And since then, it appears that maybe Mark is not going to be able to join us as frequently as we've enjoyed him up to this point. But maybe it's just a season of life. It's definitely not the end of Mark on the podcast. He will be back. So for now, you just get Cocaine Kev and Juan. And so before I rudely interrupted you to catch everyone up, again, anything you want to say about what I just said, but also why you picked this movie and your thoughts.
Yeah, Mark will be missed, but as we move forward here, I want to say this probably had one of the most excitingly hype trailers I've ever saw in my life. I think when I saw this, I was sending it to everyone. I'm like, you got to see this trailer for this movie. And that, based on only that and the fact it's a bear on cocaine, I really wanted to see it. So that's why I picked it. It was nothing more. It was another snakes on a plane type of thing. Just love the name, love the concept, love the trailer. And I'll start my review by saying the Cocaine Bear was more of what I would have wanted Snakes on a Plane to be. I liked it. It was fun. It was energetic. I would have liked more bear, more cocaine. And because I think that's when the movie was great. There's a storyline about a mom and kids, which wasn't too heavy-handed, not too bad. And overall, it was what it was. It was fun. It was energetic. It was high octane. I didn't think we were getting Godfather 2 or Citizen Kane here. So I guess my expectations were tempered. I watched it with my kids. They all loved it. My 6-year-old was clapping and cheering for this bear the whole movie. And yeah, and they watched it probably 5 times, and they would have watched it more if I didn't say we got to watch something else now, kids. So those are my initial thoughts.
But they were just giddy, giggling, chuckling, probably at just the silliness of the bear on cocaine, I'm
Yeah,
assuming.
they did. And I don't even think, because again, they're young, they didn't even grasp that it was cocaine bear. They're like, oh, he did something. Now he wants more. She wants more. And they were just, like I said, they were thrilled with like legs flying off. They're like, it's another leg. And they were happy that nothing happened to the kids. But other than that, they love this bear chasing an ambulance. They love this. They thought it was, they originally they were scared of that whole cabin scene when the bear's like in that little office with all those people. But they just ended up they just enjoyed it. It was fun. It wasn't anything, like I said, it was very energetic and it was good for kids, and it was like a sugar rush type of a movie.
Sure. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head with the comparison to snakes on a plane. So I take it that you wish you saw more snakes on that plane.
Yeah, like,
You there
because
weren't
there was
enough
so
snakes
much,
for you.
there was way too much story before you got to snakes on a plane, and then I was all right. Like, it should have just been a movie, snakes, a plane, and let's go.
But no, I thought that was a perfect comparison to essentially, the same type of movie. So first I will say that again, it's been weeks since I saw this. I just have a fundamental principle that goes against watching bad movies. So that's why I couldn't really bring myself to watch this again, even though we had so much time. And I really should have done that because I, definitely will have forgotten half of the movie. I did take notes around the time I watched it, though. So I'm just gonna go off of that and be surprised along with everyone else. But so yeah, I only watched this the one time. It's been weeks, but I don't know, maybe I just don't get, this kind of movie. I think even Snakes on a Plane, though I mean, I remember watching that, but I think it was another one where I was like, it was okay. I mean, I can't really compare them because I don't remember it. But this one, again, so I'm not gonna knock on people who did enjoy this movie or whatever, but I just didn't. Outside, the only thing that I thought was okay about it was the gore that they gave us with the bear mauling people, and some of those scenes were amusing or entertaining. But outside of that, I did enjoy Isaiah Whitlock Jr. in this as the detective. I thought he's a great comedic actor, great comedic timing, and he was the only one kind of carrying his weight for me in this movie. I thought acting was pretty bad. I thought the story, they just tried to do way too much. We'll go into that. And I thought ultimately the direction from Elizabeth Banks was not great in this. So those are my initial thoughts. Start with the fact that, again, for me, the main problem that this movie had was that the real life account of what happened, it happens in the movie in like the first 2 minutes, where you just see, this drug dealer on this airplane with, bags of cocaine. He's tossing them out the window, and then he has a mishap, which is actually pretty funny, and ends up free falling to the earth from that airplane with no parachute. He's in the movie knocked unconscious. But that's it. After that, everything else is fiction. Everything that they made up, except for the bear finding the cocaine and ingesting it and then dying. But they made all this up, and I just felt like it was They didn't really have a good sense of what was the strongest story kind of to go with, because there were so many different characters and kind of arcs, and from the one guy who was a widow to the little kids, and then the mom trying to find the little kids, and then the park rangers, and then the drug deal. Like it was just too much, and it wasn't
Like
funny.
I could have done without that female cop being the traitor and being like this, whatever. I'm like, that's what I said. I'm like, I could have done with the mom and the kids, and then everyone else, everything's just happening. Maybe Ray Liotta's drug lord shows up, but you didn't have to have the backstory of like this lady who's watching his dog is really a bad guy too. And like, that's what I meant. That's why I could have done with just more cocaine, more bear, just let it go crazy.
Yeah, like if it was just simplified, whatever way you want to take it, even if you like put the camera on the bear and just like followed him around, and then develop this narrative of maybe these one group of people that he ends up stalking or something, or take it like a predator route, and it's one on one or something like that. But it aside from the central piece of the film being a cocaine on a bear on cocaine, it was like they had no sense of the story or really like what this movie's any other identity outside of that.
Yeah, and like I said, I think we mentioned this when we reviewed John Wick. Like, what was so good about John Wick is John Wick gave you a little bit of story, and then you're there for what you're there for, the action and all the stunts and everything. I think movies like Cocaine Bear, I think I said about the other one, which was with Mads, that was like Polar. I feel like they add more story, more layer, because they're trying to be subtext when we didn't go into this movie for subtext or like, betrayals and twists. You should know what you want. Like, I think you hit on the head with like they didn't know anything else besides the cocaine and the bear. Oh, and they should have just ran with it. And it would have been awesome, like get an a view from the bear just chasing people.
Like
Going
if
nuts.
you think about the one of the first scenes after the setup with the bear and the cocaine and the hikers in the woods, one of them is like the
The
character,
couple.
huh?
The couple?
No, it was Alden Ehrenreich's character,
Okay.
Eddie. Like he's crying at the bar. And then John O'Shea or O'Shea Jackson's character David comes up and they're like talking. In that scene alone with those characters, you have okay, the one guy that's grieving because his wife died. But he's also a drug dealer that's got a job to do. Then you have involved in that, you also have his dad, and his dad is like their boss. Who and he's babysitting his kid while he's grieving and all this stuff. So you have that dynamic. Then you bring in David, and now he has to like try to work with Eddie in the midst of all this and track the drugs down. So it's like even in just with those three characters in that one scene, what ends up coming out of that is again just added to the list of all the other kind of minor stories that are interweaving and happening at the same time, but sometimes in a very predictable way, sometimes in a very uninteresting way. I thought, as far for this, even having I don't know if any of these actually are comedy. Principally, like comedy actors. And that might have been the problem. But for me, a lot of the comedy just didn't land.
Like that, I'm trying to think about if the comedy, like there was the part where the bear passed out on him when they were laying on the floor, which was kind of funny.
It felt like well, it's such an interesting thing, right? Because I mean, a lot of comedy that we enjoy has a an immaturity about it, but there's still like a difference between, I guess, like man-child type of humor to like actual childish, humor that a child would find funny, but an adult wouldn't. Now, I'm just saying that there's a difference. And for me, this wasn't, it was more like childish, like which was not what I was expecting, because you already have some pretty mature content matter, with the drugs and everything else. Fortunately, there was no nudity or anything like that. But already with the cocaine like in the title. But then, yeah, like some of the comedy just seemed kind of silly, and just I didn't find it very funny. I
Do
was
you
really bored.
think, like, would that fall more on Elizabeth Banks,
I
being the
mean,
director?
that's a great question that I don't actually know the answer to, from the sense of like not having the experience of ever even being on a movie set, just to know exactly what the dynamics are. Everything that I've ever experienced or seen from that has been all fictionalized. But I would consider Elizabeth Banks particularly a comedic actor. Like, she's dramatic as well, but she's done a lot of comedic roles. So in that sense, I would put some burden on her as at least having had to have had an instinct or an eye for, if the comedy was working or not. And maybe to her it was. I don't
Because,
know.
like, what it reminded me of, because I have a friend, and, like, I don't necessarily subscribe to this. I'm just cut out before anyone
Okay,
gets upset.
that's a good disclaimer.
But he likes to say he doesn't like listening to female comics that he doesn't find them funny. He thinks they're very they're trying to be funny, and he finds male comics like that they have a broader scope. He's like, female comics are always about the same type of humor. And the reason I prefaced it with that is with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, right? Everyone, like, for if you read about them, everyone says Lucille Ball was funny if you gave her a script and she could perform funny. But at home, even her kids, everyone says the person who out in the real world was funny was Desi Arnaz. Like, he was able to, like, pick up funny stuff, do different things. Not that was written right out on the page for him. And the reason I said even Elizabeth Banks, well, I do consider her a comedic actress. Maybe directorially, like, and maybe she wasn't even trying to go for comedy, but maybe she wasn't able to see, hey, there's some other type of humor we could do here. She was just trying to do what was on the page and convey it. Where, and again, it doesn't mean that if you were a guy, it would have been funnier, because sometimes guys fall into like frat boy humor, and that's not necessarily always funny. But it's not like a Judd Apatow or anything, back in the day where you could get more like humor from different stuff. I don't know, like Superbad and things like that.
Yeah.
And the thought's there. I'm trying to process it as I'm
Yeah.
speaking.
Yeah, no, I think, well, I agree with what you said, that you're right. I think that ultimately the fault has to lie with the script, when you're talking about it not being funny. Because I do believe that these actors could be funny with the right lines. And sometimes there's a lot of physicality to comedy too. So, and that usually is involved with the direction usually is to a degree involved with the physicality of the performances. So that you could put on Elizabeth Banks. But yeah, ultimately I think the writing, who the writer is a guy named Jimmy Warden. He's done The Babysitter and Killer Queen. Those were not a wide release, I don't think. They might have been stream only, and they're like B type horror movies,
I
if I'm not
was gonna say, like,
mistaken.
the babysitter sounds familiar, but it sounds like such a generic title. So.
Yeah. So yeah, one of the to give you an example, One that really surprised me, even though I myself am not a fan of the show Modern Family. There are some funny thing. It's not like Friends, where Friends is just totally unfunny. Modern
Why?
Family
Why?
is
Why?
it. If Modern Family is funny, I just never could never get into it. But I've always taken it that pretty much everyone on that show is funny, and pretty good actors. But an actor from Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, was in this movie, and I never want to see him in anything ever again. He was so bad. And but that whole plot point was so weird because,
No.
like, I don't know what the Elizabeth Banks was trying to do. It was never for once believable that that guy and the park ranger would go together. The park ranger, she's such a good actress, but then that there was no like she's kind of like a heavier set, and she's not a big woman, but she's, thicker older gal. And when she's getting all dolled up and she's putting makeup on and she's getting ready for this guy that's coming over, dude, I expected a guy that looked like Aquaman, like a real manly, husky lumberjack. Instead comes in this, dude, I didn't even understand this guy's character. Was there something going on with his sexuality? Was he really, I didn't really believe that he knew a whole lot about nature, or that he would be an individual that's into nature just by the looks of him. I was so confused by that role, that actor, that performance. Like, I didn't get it at all.
It was so off that, like, when we finished the movie, I was like, oh, Jesse Tyler Ferguson was in this movie. The first time I watched it, I'm like, who was he? And then I was like, was he the guy, Peter? So when we watched it again, I was like, oh, that is him. But like, it had nothing, like, it did not even resemble to me him, because his performance wasn't that, like, it was just there. And but I will say for Ranger Liz, in her defense, sometimes love makes people look so much better in your eyes.
No, well, and the physical is only one part of it. I guess in a way it's maybe stereotyping or something, but it was just not just looks. It was also just personality. Like, they didn't even have any chemistry. So like, if you are gonna do something like that, where you're gonna pair pretty much like an odd couple together, if you want it to be believable, because it's our instinct, to judge things with our eyes and with our opinion of what we're seeing, and then we compare that to whatever what we've seen before and to make a judgment on it. So if you want me to buy in and believe that these people who don't look like they would be physically attracted to each other, but that somehow there is something between them, or at least one for the other, like, those two have to have such strong chemistry to pull that off. Whether it's that they bicker or that they're really, cute on each other or whatever, in either scenario, the chemistry between the actors has to be so good, and the writing too. And this had neither. So that whole romance or dynamic or whatever that whole was, it was, for me, there were so many things in this film that were just like distractions, that they were unnecessary, and they distracted me from even enjoying what little was enjoyable about this movie.
It makes sense. Like I said, like, again, this movie was just, the most is enjoyable is when the bear's on the screen doing its thing. But I think we've talked about it like a couple of times now. It's just, there was a, like, even if they were just friends, it would have been fine. That you didn't have to add the, another story of, hey, she likes this guy, and what's gonna happen with them, and then they die. Because again, even Ranger, And even if the chemistry wasn't there, like, there's no reason to root for Ranger. Like, that Ranger was, she wasn't very nice.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, my kids were rooting for her, actively rooting for her death in this movie.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was okay just to have people to be people that we may meet and then they get killed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, we didn't need, because even then, like you're saying, oh, if they had chemistry, but even if they had chemistry, it would have just added more on top of the souffle that was just
Yeah.
rising with stuff.
Yep. It was like they went to the first day of screenwriting class and all they heard was, you got to give your characters layers. And that was all they got. So then they just made sure that all these kids, but it was just so forced, unnatural, not believable, and just didn't work.
Yeah. They really took it to heart. Like, every character should have a backstory or some story. And,
Yeah. Well,
like,
here's another.
ultimately, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, ultimately, one.
Oh, that was it. Ultimately, like, I think it would have worked better. Like, it could have been about a mom and her kids and a bear going amok, and all these people keep getting introduced and killed. And we're just trying to see her survive and protect her kids. And then you find out that the cocaine bear is actually a female, and she's just trying to get high and protect her cubs too. And then, they just end up going their own way.
Like that opening scene with the hikers, who
Okay.
then it's a separate, again, it's another separate story that doesn't play a role in the entirety of the movie again until the end. Like, it's just such an odd choice. And it was unnecessary. When you title the movie Cocaine Bear, and when your whole marketing, is based on this idea, you don't have to set that up. There's not that much that you have to do to set that up. Just put the pieces together. How the bear get the cocaine, boom, and now just let him loose, and we want to go on that ride.
It's
But
just a nice little soft lob over the plate. Just hit it out of the park.
dude, so there's that. But then the other thing that irks me is, like, whenever a little kid curses, am I just supposed to automatically find that funny? Is that just like a universal, generally accepted thing? Like, oh, if some little kid curses, that's just funny because they're kids. They're not supposed to do that. Only adults curse. So it's like such, it's the comedic equivalent of a pun. It's the lowest form of comedy there is, to just give kids lines and just have them swearing in it. And just present that as if that alone is supposed to, like, I didn't find it funny at all. And it felt like that's what they were doing. Like, just it wasn't relevant to who these kids were. It was just like they just needed to curse. I mean, I maybe that maybe that that might come off as really curmudgeon-y or snickety of me, but again, it's just something about identifying and knowing that in comedy there's often like this delicate balance. I'm sure I've heard or seen other movies, I can't think of them right now, where there are kids swearing and it's like done in a way that it's hilarious. It's but when it when it's When it's done in a way that you can identify and recognize that. And again, maybe it's the performance. I mean, that little girl, I think, is a pretty good actress. She was in the Florida Project, which I didn't see, but I know that, that her performance there was pretty celebrated. That boy, I don't remember what else he's been in, but whether it was just them and they weren't believable, or but it really just felt like forced lines that were meant to just provide this cheap amusement, this like chuckle of like, huh, kids cursing, but it's just.
I think what it reminds me of, a lot of times kids are given lines and they're like, all right, this is how you have to say it, because they don't actually understand why it's being said or
Yeah,
what,
that's good.
what's partaking. The kid who played the son in Married with Children, He said half his lines for when he was a kid, the kid Bud, he had no idea what he was talking about. But he would be told, this is how you have to say it, this is the way it has to be delivered. And he goes, he just deliver it and people would love it. He's like, all right, I have no idea what I just did. And I think that has to do a lot with kids and cursing, because it's different than when it's high, like they're portraying high school kids and they're cursing. Because usually those people are played by a little bit older than high school, and you understand all this. A kid, cursing, he's just like, all right, you have to say it here, and this is, blah, blah. They don't understand the context on what's trying to be portrayed. And again, I don't think it should be portrayed either. I'm like, the one part with the when he tasted the cocaine, that's the only time I had to tell the girls, don't ever do that. But it's harder for a kid to like, and again, the
No,
kid's
it's a
been in a
fair
lot of
point.
stuff. I just looked him up. He was in a lot of stuff. But I think it's harder for him to actually say, hey, let me give you an honest performance, because I don't even really know why I'm doing this. I'm told to do this, and that's my job. So I'm gonna say this word. My mom's okay with me saying it. I'm gonna say it. Boom. Let's do it. Let's deliver what you want. And that falls a little bit more on Elizabeth Banks. Maybe she could have changed it up a bit, saying, hey, let's do something that you as a kid will feel more comfortable doing.
Yeah, not another great point. I think there's probably some truth to that. But probably also also comes back to the script. Because it felt like it definitely felt like it was a what's the word that I'm looking for here? It felt like a mold that they wanted to fit the kids into, but like there was a disconnect between that expectation, probably what was on paper, and also what the kids were understood about what they were supposed to do. So, bad. Okay. So that officer, her name was Officer Reba, right? Spoiler. She's the one that watches the dogs that ends up betraying the detective. She was working with the drug dealers, right?
A big twist, yeah. Dun dun dun.
When I say right, I'm really asking if I'm remembering it correctly because it was so long
Yeah.
ago. So
And for the record, the only reason I remember it is because I have the characters up on my screen. So I'm like, oh yeah, that was her name.
Now, again, listen, when I critique someone like this, I hope it's not meant to be discouragement. It's just meant to be a reaction. I'm just me. But I don't want to hurt people's feelings. But this lady did not nail it in this movie, in this role. I mean, that she's not even the cop uniform that she was wearing wasn't believable. Like there was something about the way it fit her or the way she was wearing it that it looked like a rent-a-cop. Like she did not re look like a real police officer. There's a way that real police officers wear their uniforms. There's a way that real police officers walk and carry themselves. This lady had none of that.
She looked like mall security.
Dude, and she was not, it was not good acting. So there was that. There was do oh I have a challenge for you, Kevin. Because I didn't do this and I think this would be helpful, even the probably not halfway through the episode though, but and also because I want to prove the point of how convoluted this movie was. I want you to try to give us, the whole breakdown of the movie from memory.
Hold on, let me go. Oh, and
Like
you
so
want me to start from the beginning?
tell people what the movie was about.
All right, so here we go. In a nutshell, this movie starts off with we see a gentleman, a drug lord, or no, a drug person, just tossing stuff out, and he falls to his death. All the
You
cocaine
can't
is
say
around him.
cocaine? Okay.
I said, oh, I didn't say cocaine,
That
the
this was
stuff.
the G version. He's tossing stuff out.
The cocaine, because I'm trying to remember the movie as I'm doing this. He saw us in the, because we didn't know. I don't think we knew it was cocaine at the time, did we?
Oh, come on.
Well, we
Come
know because
on.
of the movie, but in the show. So it falls down. All of a sudden, these two kids are skipping school to do something called Paint the Waterfall. Don't know what that means. We actually looked it up, and it literally just showed us people painting a waterfall. But I'm like, it has to be something better than that.
Was
And along the way, they find
that
out.
before the hikers? Nah, the hikers was first.
Oh no, the hikers did happen first. I remember them, but yeah, because they were like in a little prelude thing. So
Yes.
okay, so the cocaine falls, the hikers show up. They love wilderness. They see this bear rubbing itself against a tree. They look, it's really close, and it kills the woman, and we thought it killed the man, but spoiler alert, he comes back later.
I
Then we
thought it
see
was
the
a
kids
man.
skipping. We see the kids skipping, trying some cocaine. The bear comes. They're running for their lives. There's a bathroom scene with three kids that were kind of humorous at some point. Where ooh, and where the two see now I'm starting to forget stories because there was the Eddie and the other guy at the bar who
I'm
had a
lost.
coke.
We're all lost. I'm lost.
Like I am, I'm starting to talk, and I was like, wait, no, I forgot to talk about Eddie and David. Who there was a story about his wife died, his dad's watching his kid, so now they have to go do this job. Now there's also a cop who hears about this, and he's on his way, so he gives his partner, junior partner, his dog, his little cute dog to watch for some reason, and says, I'm out of here. Then they go, they all meet up in this place. The bear starts killing people. Oh no, David and Eddie get in a fight with these three kids in a
What
bathroom.
about the park rangers?
I know, I'm getting there. Okay.
Oh, but that happened
And then,
already.
yeah. Oh, okay. See, I can't tell you the order, but I just remember scenes that
Oh,
happened.
that's good
This is a
enough, man. Good enough.
this was like a jambalaya of scenes. There
You
was the lady who was being a jerk, and then the guy Peter comes to see her. I don't even really remember much about him, honestly. I just remember he comes to
Yeah.
see her. He
I
ends up
think you
losing
proved
a
my
leg.
point. I think you proved my
Yeah.
point. This
I did.
hypothesis.
I'm like, and we haven't even gotten to Eddie's dad showing up, and I don't even know who's watching the kid back home anymore. But he shows up. The
Well, and then
black
they
guy,
killed
what was his name?
the gang of bullies too from the bathroom. We didn't even mention them
Oh,
yet.
true. Oh, that they th there's a mass murder happens in. Oh, the EMTs show up. I forgot about the EMTs, and then the ambulance chase, and then the biggest applaud in my house was when that ranger fell out. Ranger Liz fell out on that gurney onto her face.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were all happy. For some reason, the lady couldn't drive the ambulance anymore and crashed into a tree. And all this happens, and a lot of legs are lost. And it ends up with Eddie's dad wanting to kill him too, and everybody. It is the not good. It was like Love Actually meets Cocaine Bear with so many stories, and it just exploded.
Yeah, I mean, I think again you proved my point. But something else that annoyed me, which again, even though not there wasn't much that was good about this movie, I didn't have any knocks against Carrie Russell. I mean, again, her character wasn't super b believable, I think. Maybe more believable than others, but I still didn't really buy the chemistry between her and her daughter. That it was lacking. But I think she did all she could with the material she had, and that is a for sure good actress. So that tells me a lot, actually.
Wait, was it her daughter or her son? I thought the boy was her son.
No.
Because he tried
No.
the cocaine. And she's
No,
like,
the
you tried it.
what? Carrie Russell? Carrie
No,
Russell
the
is a
little
little
boy.
girl.
What?
Carrie Russell had the daughter.
Really? I see that. I showed that
Yes.
much. I really thought it was like, I thought
Dude, how
Henry was
many
her
times
son.
did you watch this?
I watched a lot, but again, it was like a month ago, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to review that real quick. Go ahead.
Yes, Carrie Russell has the daughter. The little boy is her friend. Okay, the other
Oh,
thing was,
you're right, because they want to paint the waterfall, yeah.
yeah, in the scene, there's a big scene that happens around the gazebo,
Oh yeah.
where the detective is up top. I
Up
forgot
top.
how he got up there. But dude, there were so many times in that scene where I was just like, just shoot the freaking bear. The cop had bullets in his gun and he was up there. He had the high ground. And I know that there were times where the bear was, I think maybe when he was approaching or something, he wasn't near anyone. Just shoot the bear. It was
Well,
such a.
I know in the beginning he didn't shoot the bear because he was still pointing it at David. Remember, they were pointing the gun at each other and they had a call of truce.
Well, okay, I think that's what it was. They did call a truce, right?
Yeah, they ended up
But
calling a truce, yeah.
I'm not sure if maybe I was also, I know I was like, why doesn't he just shoot him? Or I think I kept expecting them to maybe like work together at that point. Which again, I don't remember what happened. But from
I'm
what
trying to
you're
remember.
saying.
I think he gets. I think the cop gets shot at that point. I think that's when he gets shot. From Ray Liotta's character showing up.
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
I'll call the girls down and they'll tell me.
So yeah, again, I mean, the highlight for me was Isaiah Whitlock from The Wire, Detective Bob Springs. I felt if there was any humor, if I had any moments of laughter, they came from him, pretty much solely him. O'Shea Jackson, I also was not impressed with him.
Like I said, I want to. I can't remember why, but I feel like, yeah, like the bathroom scene, I did find a little humorous, with the three guys being the bullies and they have the little knife. Was about it. And then they got what? Then he got hit. He's like, "Ah, you hit me!" And then he just beat them all up.
I mean, what do you think was, because this movie had a budget of $35 million, at the time that I
Yes.
took these notes, the gross was around 90 million. So it's probably more than that now. And Rotten Tomatoes, 71% audience, 67% critics. So
Wow.
I feel like I am on, at the opposite side of the spectrum here on this scale. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this ultimately, I think, is not a kind of genre or subgenre that I am super
Jazz to watch.
not jazzed to watch, but even
Fond
I
of?
just don't know much about it. Like, I haven't watched too many of these movies.
See, even though I haven't watched it, like movies like Hobo with a Shotgun, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I think people who like those type of movies will love this movie. You know what I mean? Because it's just simple. It's Hobo with a Shotgun. I hope that's all it is.
I mean,
So I think
again,
people who.
outside of like the gore of, I mean, but they just like the people getting eaten by the bear. Like, they just like the gore of seeing the bear mauling people and stuff. And I think just laughing maybe at how cheesy or how bad it is in some parts. In 10 years, I might be watching this again, laughing at how bad it is, but right now, it's not funny to me. It's just bad.
Because I think what people do in their mind is, there's like A movies and B type movies. And I think if you go into it with the mindset like, oh, this is a B movie, you know what I mean? This is going to be Planet Terror, you know what I mean? Let me just go and see what they're going to do. And hey, look, that was dumb, and not break it down. It's enjoyable. If you go in for even how we've been breaking it down, now that I'm breaking it down, like, yeah, I can nitpick all the stuff. But at the end of the day, when I watched it, it was just fun. I'm like, all right, let me just watch it. It's just fun. And that was it. Again, it's the best. It's like a sugar rush of a movie. And then it's out my system, and that's it.
I get that experience. And I agree. Yeah, I think you're right about that. It just didn't give me that reaction. Another thing, right? So like I've been saying how the gore, or the graphic aspect of the bear attacking and eating humans is, I just kind of I've been thinking about this Chris Nolan quote recently where he was talking about CGI and why he tries not to use it or to really make sure that people can't tell that it's CGI is because he said that sometimes when you see it and it's so obvious or something like that, it really like takes you out of the experience of maybe the immersive nature of what they're trying to create. And I agree with that. And for me, that was part of also the effect that it had on me with the bear. Because again, not a knock on them. I'm sure that's probably the best way to go about it. It was pretty lifelike and realistic, but you could still tell that it was CGI. Maybe it was the motion or something. And so, when it takes you out of the experience, of it, but even just the illusion that you're really seeing, a bear eating someone, it kind of diminishes what you might have felt into just something like, oh, it's fake. You just go, oh, it's fake. But when it seems real, it like a scene like that, something graphic like that, it would leave an impression on you. But instead, that impression never forms because right off the bat, you're just like, oh, it's fake. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And I think part of that reason is why for my girls, like, they would have a different experience watching Cocaine Bear than Jaws. I mean, I think if they watch Jaws, they would generally
They're
be
very
afraid to
different
go into the
movies,
water.
though. Very
Yeah, but
different
like they would
movie.
generally be afraid to go in the water.
Oh, yeah.
I even watching this, I don't think my daughters would be like, "Oh my God, there's a bear is going to like rampage and kill us."
Dude, if I watched Jaws tonight, I'd be afraid to go in the water tomorrow.
I know. No, I was just thinking of when you were talking about practical versus that because they created Bruce and everything. And again, it would scare us. But I think it became more fun for my girls because they grew up with CGI and they're like, "Hey, this isn't real." But if they saw, like I said, if they saw Jaws or even parts of Jurassic Park that made them fall in love with it is the practical parts of it when they're actually touching these animals and it makes it more believable. As opposed to if everything was just CGI. And I'm just trying to get in the minds of like, the younger mind right there looking at it.
I mean, I guess it just kind of put into perspective how much of a different experience it does create. But like, hey, it's been done. But also it could have, maybe the graphics on this could have been better. Maybe, the CGI,
Well,
maybe it was not as good, as it could have been.
most of their budget I was reading went to CGI, like to Weta Studios or whatever, WETA, Weta FX.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't have much. Those are pretty much my notes on this.
I
You
love
got anything else?
No, like I said, I will never. I'm a huge fan of Kerry Russell, so her performance was excellent. That's about it.
So I guess, yeah. I guess probably maybe just maybe just know what you're going into, with this one. I guess some people, like it, but no, I just didn't enjoy it.
Like I said, it's not anything that you're going to, well, maybe you will, who knows? But it's not anything that I would say would is going to go down to my top 100 movies of all time. But like I said, if you expect what you expect, you're going to wish you got more Cocaine Bear. But again, it's a passable just movie if you just want to watch something that you don't have to think too much about.
Yeah, it's a great concept. I mean, it really happened, so that it's just a crazy story, but it was a great concept that it would have been cool to see it done differently, with maybe a more experienced director and a more
A more
experienced writer,
streamlined plot. Yeah, a
because
more
they're pretty,
streamlined
both pretty
plot.
inexperienced. Who would you, if you could reshoot this with a different director, who would you choose? Who would you like to see take a stab at it?
Justin Lin.
Justin Lin. What is he? What
He
is he?
did a he did the fast some Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
So
that would
once
be
you
an
said, I was like,
interesting.
who would I? Who I'm like, you know what? I'm like, just Fast and Furious with a bear, man. Because he did the ones where like they really. I don't know if he did the last one, but I know he did like I think five, the one with The Rock and all that stuff. I'm like, and I seen a couple of those, and they were pretty. I'll say they were pretty fun.
That's a good choice.
Who would you pick? Dude, say Quentin Tarantino, because that would be
I
crazy.
mean, I feel like everyone should just know that my number one answer is always going to be Quentin Tarantino. So whatever my answer actually is, just know that's really my number two choice. But for this, I was thinking Edgar Wright.
Okay.
With some writing as well.
Yeah.
With Simon Pegg on board too.
Like in my head, I'm like, it's gonna be Simon Pegg as a love interest for Ranger Liz.
Okay, Kevin, I have another question for you before I get to my fun
Okay.
facts.
Okay.
If there was a sequel, Cocaine Blank, what animal would you like to see next?
Well, this is going to be a cheat because there's another one that is either coming out or coming out that I really want to watch. And it's called Cocaine Shark.
Oh, is that real?
And it's based on a true story about off the shore of Florida where smugglers like dumped all this cocaine and a shark ate the cocaine. I don't know what happened in that story. I don't even know what's going to happen in Cocaine Shark.
The
But it
no,
seems I'm
all
like, okay.
well, it is possible. That's actually more realistic in a sense, because the shark would only get a little bit, right? He wouldn't get as much as the bear, because it doesn't it dissolve to a certain extent in the water.
Yeah, but it's usually what in those waterproof packs. So he would have to eat it and then it'd crush into his system.
Oh, okay, if he's
Like
biting into it.
these drug smugglers aren't dumb, man. Like if they're dumb and they're
Yeah,
like,
but
oh, we can come get it later.
I don't know, if sharks just bite
And
things like that, they would investigate it first.
well,
Okay,
no,
it's feasible. It's
a
feasible.
great
It's
white,
feasible.
they found pieces of a tire and car inside it.
Okay.
So yeah.
All
So
Maybe.
I am interested in Cocaine Shark.
Okay, Cocaine Shark.
What about you?
For me, I forgot I had this question written down, so of course I didn't think of anything beforehand. But I'm trying to think of what would do the most damage, or like what would be funnier. But yeah, I was thinking maybe an alligator.
Okay, cocaine
That's
gator.
all. Yeah, there could be a cocaine gator. Because you know there's some drugs in those swamps.
And it just takes place in the Florida Everglades, and it just starts coming out into the towns. I got that.
Yep. And then you have a, because it's in South Florida, you just roll up to a certain neighborhood, and then you could probably find a character also called Cocaine Gator, and then you'd link them up together. That would be awesome. Played by
He's
James
going for my
Franco.
cocaine.
I'm
Oh, James Franco.
Cocaine
See?
Gator, and this is my pet, Cocaine Gator.
Dude, you see him just taking some and just tossing like half a brick to the gator?
All right. I got some fun facts. I'll try to get through them
You?
quickly. I got six of them.
What? Six of them. Fun facts we have.
I suppose that's been louder before, so I'll take
Oh,
it.
I moved it away because I thought it was too loud.
All right, number one, this was Ray Liotta's final completed film role before his death on May 26, 2022. Liotta died a week after he came to re-record his lines in post-production. Elizabeth said that Liotta praised the look of the bear once he got a look at it, which, and then I put a note, which is exactly what you say when the director of the movie asks you if you like the movie. The look of the bear
You
once he
know
got.
what?
I like the look of it, is what he said.
Yeah, he told me he looked great, and then he died.
We'll never
Not
know
the
when his memoir comes out.
If for the record, she could have said he said anything because he's not around to defend himself anymore. He said it was better than anything he's ever been in. He said the God or the Goodfellas. What?
The pinnacle of his. This is how he wanted to go out.
If
He
this
said
is my last movie ever, I've lived a great life. That's what he told me.
this was the one. All right. It's estimated that the amount of coke that the real bear ingested was worth about $20 million.
Didn't see that.
Number three,
What was it?
cocaine
Wasn't it like
bear.
75 pounds or?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
Maybe
all
kilos.
right. Not doing
Cocaine Bear was the working title, and the writers, the professional film screenplay writers, quote, couldn't think of anything else. Isn't that ironic?
First of all, to me, it shows what was wrong with this movie, that they were trying to think of a different name.
I know, I know.
It's amazing.
Yep. Oh, wait, I saw one that said, what did it say? It was there was another good one that I heard. Cocaine Bear.
I do know in some countries it was released as Crazy Bear.
Oh no, yeah, here it is. This is, dude, you're gonna love this one.
Not the one.
The real bear, which is on display in Kentucky at the Kentucky Fun Mall, is nicknamed Pablo Escobar, which would have been an infinitely better title than Cocaine Bear. Dude, Pablo Escobar.
That was good. That was good. I don't know if it would be infinitely better than Cocaine Bear, but
Dude.
that would have been good.
Well, if you're ever in Kentucky, go to the Fun Mall and you can see Pablo Escobar.
Oh yeah. Oh, and by the way, is no. The bear was only 175 pounds. He looks very skinny. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Not the
Dude.
one. The song that opens the film, Jane by Jefferson Starship, may be a nod to Wet Hot American Summer, which is a popular movie, as it also played in that movie and was one of Elizabeth Banks' first feature film roles. So it's
Oh.
probably a fair chance that that's a tip of the hat
All right.
to
Do
my hot American
you know what
summer.
the first movie I remember seeing Elizabeth Banks was in? Is any guesses?
Zach and
Guess we
Mary make
watched
a
it on
porno?
Sunday.
Zach and Mary
No.
make a porno? Okay, what?
I did, by the way. Funny trivia, me and my ex-wife, one of our first dates, we went to go see that in theaters. But
Whoa.
Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. She plays
Oh,
Jo
yeah,
Jonah
that's right.
Jameson's secretary. And she has black hair, and I'm like, hey, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, in the first one,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think she's in all of them as a secretary, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the
Number,
way.
the last one is that the film was shot in Ireland,
Really?
which I really don't understand how that was more cost effective than shooting it in Georgia, where most movies are shot.
That's,
Yeah,
I don't know
man.
why. Like, that really came out of me because I was like, they flew everybody out to Ireland.
Dude, they sold someone got ripped off. They brought a good salesman in there and said, "Look, we this is I got we this is part of the experience."
If my Irish accent wouldn't be insulting to a whole country, I would have tried to do it in an Irish accent. But it's like, look, top of the morning to you. We got this deal. So where? And then I was to say maybe it's because the FX studio was there, but no, the FX studio is in New Zealand. So that makes no. Are we
You
sure
know
about
what
that fact?
the Irish person would have said? That's
What?
a fucking lot of money. Fucking.
It is. So they had to fly everyone, but I don't get it. Who knows? Who
Yeah.
knows?
All right, that's it. Those are
That
fun facts.
was a very that was a very 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 fun fact, by the way. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I saw you were having fun.
I did. I enjoyed those.
All
Sometimes they're
right.
not so fun. These were great.
Why don't you thanks. Why don't you start us off with your rating for this one?
All right, ratings time. Sorry, playing a song. Okay.
Dude, your timing was so good on that. That for a second, I felt like what it would feel like to be like on a really on like on the 5 o'clock radio sh hour, the 5 o'clock traffic jam. Hey, this is DJ Juan. Thanks for joining us. Power 96 traffic jam. Dude, that's how good your timing was. That's how I felt.
I thought you were gonna say it felt like we had a real sound guy. I was like,
Yeah, I was
thanks.
like, oh, I'm on Levitard.
But okay, so Cocaine Bear. It's about a cocaine bear. It gets a little convoluted. It is high energy. It is a plot that you don't really come for. So come for the bear, go through the plot. Give it a 3 because I think it's rewatchable. If someone's like, hey, yeah, that's right. I give it a 3. Oh, by the way, it's a 1 through 5. 3 is an average. And would I recommend to someone if they're like, hey, man, give us a movie that we can watch. Again, I think would also stop with the face. I see it. But I think what also lifts it up in my mind is because I could recommend it to people who just want, hey, I just want to see something. Do you care if it's violent? No. Okay, watch this movie. There's no nudity in it. They didn't have any stuff. So I'm like, watch it. It'll be fun. You'll enjoy it. It's not gonna be anything memorable, but it'll be fun. So I give it a 3. It doesn't have to be memorable and fun.
Okay. So
So
it sounds like surgery.
surgery, I think, would be memorable.
No,
But
not if you don't remember it.
They put you out. But
Yes.
listen, it is what it is. It's a fun movie that it's like eating a candy bar when you wanted a steak. It got the job done. That's it.
Okay, so that's a three. 3 out of 5.
That
For me, like I said, towards the beginning of this episode, Life is too short to watch bad movies. Unfortunately, when you review movies in your spare time, you have to watch some that are bad, like this one. So not only will I not be watching this ever again because it was such a huge disappointment, take your hour and a half. This movie's an hour and 30 minutes long. And watch, there's so many other better movies to watch instead of this one. You don't need to have experienced this to just take my word for it that it's not good. But what do I know? 70% of people on Rotten Tomatoes do like it, I guess. So maybe you will like it actually, but I didn't. It's a 0.5 out of 5 for me. Yep.
So that's a combined score, if anyone keeping track at home, 3.5.
Right, what did you think, Mark?
It's still a
Oh,
3.5 with his score.
I thought you were going to hit the sound effect again.
Oh, I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, I could have hit a different sound.
That
You
did not
like
make
to
me
bust these
feel
things
like I
up.
was
I could
on.
have done this one.
That did not make me feel like I was on Levitard.
Well, for the record, on Levitar, they probably have production meetings, say, hey, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna do this. We wing it, baby.
All right. So that was a 3 out of 5 for Kevin, a 0.5 out of 5 for me. So that's our thoughts and our opinions and our conversation about Cocaine Bear. We remember to take a moment to follow us and like us and comment and do all that good stuff and definitely share with those around you. We really appreciate that. Thank you for listening. We will be back with another one, same time, same place. Kevin, any words?
This is fun, and we can't wait to watch another movie because we like movies.
All right, later, haters.